USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden called for a nationwide mask mandate to help fight the spread of the coronavirus pandemic.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee spoke after sitting down for a briefing on the coronavirus with public health experts. The current death toll in the U.S. stands at just over 166,000 people, with more than 5.2 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. There were also 56,000 new cases reported today and 1,500 deaths, the highest number of fatalities in a single day since the beginning of May. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than a half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
More brush fires in California are continuing to rage after scorching thousands of acres in the Angeles National Forest between Santa Clarita and Palmdale, north of Los Angeles. The blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, has prompted evacuation orders for hundreds of homes and road closures in the Lake Hughes area. The blaze has grown to over 20,000 acres with 0% containment. More than 5,000 structures are threatened and three have already been destroyed. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced that they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a United States-brokered deal that requires Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex the occupied West Bank, land sought by Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump during his re-election year. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. President Trump called the deal a truly historic moment. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Tropical storm Josephine has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, making it the earliest J-named storm in a record-setting hurricane season. Josephine was located 900 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands, according to an advisory from the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami. It's moving west-northwest with a maximum sustained wind of 55 miles an hour. Josephine was the earliest J-named storm on record, breaking the previous record of Jose, which formed August 22, 2005. Isaias killed two people in the Caribbean earlier this month, and last month Hurricane Hanna slammed the Texas Gulf Coast with high winds and rains that flooded streets and knocked out power across the region. Following a Justice Department investigation, they've stated that Yale University illegally discriminates against Asian Americans and white applicants during the admissions process. The DOJ informed Yale that it reached the conclusion after a two-year investigation triggered by complaints from Asian American groups. As a condition of receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding, the Ivy League universities must agree to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs or activities receiving financial assistance from the federal government. The DOJ is also claiming that race is the determining factor in hundreds of admissions each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.